Hawaii's film and TV production tax credit had been set to expire on January 1st, 2019. 2 years ago, the legislature voted to extend that credit to 2026, but capped the total amount of tax credits to be given out to $35 million as of January 1st, 2019. Currently, the state pays out some $50 million per year in credits on $500 million of direct spending by productions in Hawaii. PBN recently sat down with industry leaders representing the Hawaii Film Commission, the Academy for Creative Media, and the Production Labor Union, as well as a filmmaker and an executive from Kualoa Ranch. All are concerned that the cap could deter productions. They cite, as examples, states like Louisiana and Florida. Both had grown flourishing local film industries through such credits, only to see them collapse when the credits were taken off the table. The cap comes at a delicate time when the industry is booming, with Hawaii 5.0 and now a new Magnum PI, plus multiple major feature films. Buoyed by such activity, Hawaii is moving forward with construction of a new high-tech $33 million home for the Academy for Creative Media. There are also plans for a long-awaited $63 million studio facility to be developed by private industry. Both investments assume a steady flow of work for ACM graduates and steady demand for Hawaii as a location. But industry leaders fear just two TV shows like Hawaii 5.0 could consume most of the credits below the cap, and that would leave nothing to entice feature films. From Pacific Business News, I'm Editor-in-Chief Akam Napier for Hawaii Public Radio.